What if you could transform the choices you make and unlock your business potential? Every decision you make has the power to shift your path.
Thank you.
You have the ability to make inspired choices that drive growth and sales. Get ready to tap into the innovative power within you. Now, here's your host of Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert, Christine McIver.
Let's go, let's go, let's go. Welcome, everyone. I have a quick question for you. Why are you doing or feeling like you're doing everything right, but your business still isn't growing? Does that question come across your mind? I know it comes across mine. It has come across mine. Occasionally, it still comes across mine when I'm in the doubt brain. And I know it comes across a lot of my business clients as well. So welcome, everybody. You are listening to the Inspired Choices for Business Growth show. I am your host, Christine McIver. This show is all about business. It's about showing you how to be a leader, the CEO of your business, from a different perspective. We don't just talk about strategies here. We don't just talk about systems. We don't just talk about the different aspects of business. We talk about the aspects of the business owner. We talk about the CEO that is you, that you desire to be, so that you can grow and so that your business can grow. So if you're ready to be challenged, if you're ready to challenge yourself and to move beyond the regular everyday of your business, letting go of the doubt, letting go of it's not enough, this is what this show is all about. So today we're talking all about the inner game of business growth. If you've listened to any of my shows before, you know that I am often talking about this aspect. Yes, I do teach about strategies and systems and all the aspects of business that are required and how you can elevate them to grow your business and your bottom line. But the most important is that inner game. And that's what I really want to talk to you about. And I want to invite you into being open to looking at this from your perspective. Whether you're doing this by yourself or you're working with a coach or you're working with me, this is so important that this becomes a daily practice for you. Not a daily practice that you're sitting down and writing, although that's a great thing to do as well, but it becomes part of the way that you function with your thoughts, that you are looking at what is happening within you. It's nearly like you become the observer of your behavior. You become the observer of your thoughts. Now, I just heard a great show by another colleague all about the difference between your brain and your mind. Danielle Carter, go check that show out. That will really help you with this. She explains it in a much more specific way. What I say, because this is the way my brain sees this, it's like you are back here in behind. And if you're just listening, I'm putting my hand behind my head. And you, the intelligence, is observing you, the behavior. You, the individual that is the brain is producing these thoughts. And these thoughts are influenced by past experiences. They're influenced by the programming that has brought you to where you are today. And this starts before you even come into body. It starts within the womb, and it really is passed down to us by the people around us as we grow, our parents, our siblings, our community. And it continues to be programmed by the community, even at large online, that we agree and aligned with. And that is not always great. What is good for someone else may not be good for you. I come from a really large family. There were 11 children. We are all very, very different. Yes, there's similarities. Yes, there is visible physical characteristics that are similar, but our thoughts and our beliefs can be very different as well. And it's important for you to understand, what is really true for you? What is it that you know is feeds you? What is it that you know is out of alignment with you? You've got to be willing to dive in and look at that and acknowledge that. You don't have to be the same as everybody else. And for goodness sakes, please don't be. You came into this body to have a different experience and to contribute in a very different way. every single solitary person that has a voice needs to use that voice first for themselves and then for the world around them. But what happens first is that inner game, that inner dialogue that is going on within us. It's a game, and it's a game that can actually work against us or work in favor of us. So this is what we're talking about today. We're going to jump right in. I am going to read you the show notes, and then we're going to hit the go button. So you've tried the strategies, you've taken the courses, so many courses, you know what to do. So why isn't your business growing the way you know it can? How many people are asking that question? The inner game of business growth goes beyond surface level tactics to uncover what's really driving your results. Because your business doesn't grow from what you do. It grows from how you think, decide, and lead. That's so important for you to get that. Your business doesn't grow from what you do. It grows from how you think, decide, and lead. I am going to explore the internal patterns, beliefs, and identities that shape your business outcomes, from self-sabotage and hidden resistance to leadership gaps and misaligned choices. This is where the real work happens. And 1000%, it truly, truly is. This isn't about motivation. It's about awareness, ownership, and powerful shifts that create sustainable growth. So if you're ready to stop forcing results and start leading your business from a deeper level of clarity and authority, this is your next evolution. How many people out there would love to stop forcing your results? Oh my gosh, I can't begin to explain. I could probably talk for several hours about what actually occurs in the forcing results. I remember so clearly as a young entrepreneur, and I don't mean young in age, I mean young in years, of forcing and pushing and believed so strongly that my business was going to grow if I would just work harder, if I would just work longer hours, if I would just stop with the excuses and get out of bed before the crack of dawn, if I would just work way into the wee hours so that I could say I'm working hard because the working hard would finally give me the results. That forcing energy, all it does is exhaust you. And when you are physically exhausted, my friends, you are caught up in that brain of repeat, repeat, repeat. You are not in the space of creativity, and you're definitely not in the space of business growth. When you eliminate creativity, when you eliminate self-awareness as an entrepreneur, you shut down receiving and possibilities. And what you are doing is you are operating from a playbook that says, do this, do this, do this, do this, do this, and this is your outcome. That doesn't work for anyone. If someone is sharing with you, here's my playbook, do this, and you will all be successful, I'm telling you that's their playbook for them. That there may be aspects of that that work for you, but it will never be 100% for you. I can guarantee that, because that is their creation. That's their energy. That's their business and their mindset operating to create for them. You need to be cultivating your own. You need to be finding what works for you. And I'm telling you right now, your playbook needs to be changing constantly. It's not a one and done. And for some of our neuro brains, we want the pattern. We want the playbook. We want, this is it. And we want to be able to just operate off that and just have it be successful. I'm sorry. Everything is always changing. Energy is always changing. And you know, business is always changing. If you desire to be successful, I would love for you, if this is the only thing you get out about today's show, I would love to invite you into being willing to know that the change is going to be continuous. Doesn't mean it's going to be hard. Doesn't mean you're not going to be successful, but it's going to be continuous. All of the energies in the world are continuously evolving and changing. And so are you. And so is your business. And It's actually a contribution to you. It's not a disadvantage. The really cool thing, and I'll tell you, we're going to dive into lots of pieces, but I'll tell you, when I finally got there with my business, that it was going to continuously be changing, continuously be evolving. And at first, I threw up my hands and said, fine, whatever, right? Like I was not happy with it. But when I got to that space of saying, okay, this is going to be continuous, I dropped the resistance to the change. And when I dropped the resistance to the change, new opportunities, new possibilities, new connections, conversations, and wealth started to come for me. It came for me. It wasn't something I had to chase. It started to show up because I dropped the resistance. Now, I'll tell you, in part of my business, I am a business optimization expert and I work with business owners to support them to grow and to teach them and to work with where they're at and where they want to go. And the other aspect is the Inspired Choices Network, where we are a live radio, podcast, TV platform, and we do mass distribution of content. There's many, many things that we do. But in the early years of Inspired Choices Network, I was working with hosts. So I would be speaking to people about they wanted to have their own show with us. And, you know, in the beginning, I had people that would sign up for 3 months. And after a while, I was exhausted because they would come in and they would kind of, you know, kick the tires. They'd do it for 3 months and they would leave because I didn't have, I believe, the knowledge at that time to teach them about what it means to really consistently show up and what they could do with their content and so on. That's not important to this. But I changed it then from 3 months to 6 months. And I remember at the time that there was resistance from the people that had been 3 months, and there was also a big aspect of teaching people about what it was that we did. This was in the really early years. This was like 15 years ago, where we were in the early years of teaching people about what it was to have a podcast, to have a live show. And I remember somebody saying to me, "Oh, I wouldn't want your business because you're constantly turning over hosts. You're constantly having to be in sales. You're constantly having to try to chase down new clients." And oh my gosh, did that hit me hard. And I went into, what am I doing this for? This is exhausting. Like I played into that belief from that individual. But the interesting thing was that I had never thought of it that way. But yet, when that came forth, I allowed that to seep into my thoughts and I allowed that to start to drive what I believed. Well, after a few months of kind of running from the resistance and really the resentment of what I had created and felt like I had to keep doing, like as if I had to keep doing that business, this business. I didn't have to, I made a choice. But I felt at that time that there was all this resistance and all of this anger because that's what I had agreed and aligned with. After a few months, I started to look at this and I started to say, okay. So, if this change is going to be continuous, do I want to continue? And I wasn't like asking this from the mind that agreed and aligned with that person's belief. I asked this question from the space of my being and my awareness. And I got a yes. I spoke to my business, as you know, I speak to my business, and I got a yes. And I knew in that moment that that belief that I had agreed and aligned with needed to be let go of, not to ignore, not to pass over, not to pretend like it wasn't true. I needed to look at it from a different perspective. And when I did, when I really started to look at it from, people have customers come and go all the time. People have customers, you know, they choose to go to one grocery store, then they choose to go to another. Change is always going to occur with people choosing you or not choosing you. When I got to that space, I let go of the resentment and I began to let go of what it meant to allow the continuous change to occur in my business. That was my inner game. That was a really big inner game that I needed to get to so that I could begin to receive and grow my business in the way that I desired to do it. I always had a belief, I always had a desire that I wanted to be able to create something where brilliant people that I had met who had brilliant thoughts and ideas and were out here really teaching the world some new possibilities. I wanted to create something where I could bring those voices to the world. I came back to that. I came back to that desire, changing this thought, and then the possibilities, the opportunities started to come towards me. So that's just a little story that I really wanted to share with you so that you can understand that this really is possible, but it does begin with our inner work. So we are up to our first break, my friends. When we get back, I'm going to be diving into some more specifics where you can start to evaluate, is that going on for me? And if it is, what are some of the things that I can be doing a little bit different? If you're listening live, I would love for you to comment wherever you're listening live, or if you're listening on demand on your favorite podcast or videocast, I would love for you to comment, share, or send me an email, christine@christinemciver.com. You can pop over to my website, christinemciver.com, check out all of the things that I'm doing, and let's have a conversation, because my biggest pleasure in business is to support other business owners to come out of a negative thought pattern and to really show them what they can be doing to grow their business and have pleasure. Because to me, if you're not having pleasure in business, something needs to change. All right. You are listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. I'm your host, Christine McIver. We're on the Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to christine@christinemciver.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. Yes, I'm Christine McIver. You're listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. And today we're talking about the inner game of business growth. So before we do, I want to do a shameless plug. My book, CEO Without Apology, is all about you, the entrepreneur, having a bold mind shift for you to stop playing small. And in this book, you will learn very simplistic areas to look at and changes that you can be making to really move you forward to be the CEO. And what's really interesting, and I've had a lot of feedback about this, is that a lot of times people really didn't realize that they were not alone in some of the thoughts that I've shared in this book. Lots and lots of them felt like I was speaking directly to them. And maybe that will be the same for you. And when you do capture the book, you can get it on Amazon, on any Amazon platform. You will also have an invitation to be able to access a lot of free resources to support you even further. So please do grab that and share that with someone you know that's in business that could really use some support. I would love that. Okay, so let's get into let's get back into our show. So we're talking all about the inner game of business growth. One of the biggest things that we have got to recognize is that our businesses mirror our internal state. So where your business is at, it's actually mirroring what's going on within you. Now, I do not want you to go down the rabbit hole of, oh my God, I'm the problem. What's wrong with me? There's nothing wrong with you. Absolutely not. You're in the growth stage. And I truly believe that as an entrepreneur, we are always growing. We are always, things are always changing. my producer says, I was going down the rabbit hole. Yeah, don't go down that rabbit hole. Rabbits are for Easter, which this is the Easter week, but don't go down that rabbit hole. There's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with you. You have a desire on your heart for a business that you believed could make a difference in the world and something that lit you up. When that idea came to you, it lit you up and you had go energy. Now, once you've had that go energy, now you've got the growth energy that comes with this. So really looking at my business is reflecting what's going on within me. And when you can do that with curiosity, with wonder, let the judgment sit over there. You know what? That judgment, that doubt, it can come in at any time. I want to challenge you to take up your space in your own mind. Take up your space in your own business and say, you know what? Stop. I need, this is what I desire. I am determined and I am going to look at this without conclusion and without judgment of me. I am willing to look at the finer details of what is in my internal state so that I can, in fact, grow who I am and grow my business. So every single business reflects our inner landscape, the thoughts that we are having, the doubts that we are having. If you imagine that your business is your business partner and your business is walking the path with you, if you are walking down the path of doubt, your business is walking down the path of doubt. That's the energy that you are putting out. That's the energy that your business is putting out. And when we are in these negative mindsets, we are putting up walls of receiving. We're putting up walls of possibility. And as much as we are aching inside, I want this, I want this, I want this. When we don't have a belief that it is available, that it is possible. It's not a belief that we know it's coming. There is a difference there. All you need is a belief that it's possible. That's when these walls can start to collapse. And this is when change can begin to occur. So I want you to think about this. If you know anyone, if you need to use me, use me. If you know anyone that had a difficult time, that struggled financially in their business, that struggled to grow their business, and they made the changes and things started to grow and evolve for them. If you know anybody, just look at them and go, it was possible for that person. So I know it's possible for me. It's possible for every single solitary being on this planet to have positive results occur, to have opportunities presented, but it starts with our receiving. So that inner dialogue makes a massive difference in our business. So are you willing to believe it is possible, based on results that I see from others, that it is possible for you too to have your business grow? Even if you get a 1% yes, that's the beginning of changing everything that's happening for you. So I vote for you in this victory of this, because this is where it began to change for me. And I know it can change for you as well. So every decision and delay that you choose comes from within. You know, a lot of us we're so afraid of things collapsing that we stay stuck in making a decision, in making a choice. And when we are stuck in the delay, we don't see what is possible. I have created things. I've created classes. I did this really great, really great. Yes, I'm going to boast about it. I did this really great program called The Pleasure of Business. It was 12 weeks. There was so much content in there. It was amazing. And I did have, I don't know, but four or five people chose the class. And I thought, oh my God, this is going to kind of be like my anchor class. This is going to be something that I can sell afterwards. It's going to be great. You know, I went into all these possibilities. That didn't occur. And did I beat myself up? Oh yeah. For sure. Did I go into, oh my God, look at all this I invested in and time and all of this, and it didn't. But what it did for me was it had me choose. It had me say, okay, I chose this. I stepped into this. All right. It wasn't the $1 million moneymaker. Okay. What did it provide for me? I'll tell you what it did provide for me. It provided more content of what I knew, what I believed, and what I could bring to the world in different aspects. And even though it didn't create all of the money, it certainly didn't balance out how much time I had invested, it grew me. And that was the benefit that I took away with it. If I hadn't said yes to that, I may not be in this business anymore. There's so many things that we need to step in and try before we will learn about ourselves. You are not going to grow by holding back making decisions and delaying stepping forward. Internal confusion creates external confusion. If you are confused about what to do, if you are confused about what direction to go in and what's wrong with me, if you're in that confusion, it's going to show up in your business. You've heard me say this 1,000 times, but if you don't have a business coach as a business owner, you're not going to grow to the capacity and the level and the joy that you can. Every single solitary business coach should have a business coach. And if you don't, I'm challenging you. I'm challenging you. What if 6 months from now, your business could grow 20%. Would that make a difference for you? 20% in visibility, in customers, in net profit. If it grew 20%, would that be a huge benefit for you? If it would, I want you to figure out what that 20%, what would that return? What would that be? What's the amount that is? And go take that and invest in a business coach. Because I can guarantee you that if you invest in a business coach, it's going to be more than 20% return. It's going to be a short-term return and a long-term investment for your future business. You cannot do this alone, especially when your brain is constantly repeating those old thoughts of what's wrong with me? Why don't I have business growth? Why are people leaving me? Like all that bullshit that we put up with within our brain. Growth starts when you begin to lead yourself first. This is not about showing up for other people. This is not about showing up online and looking great so somebody will finally choose you. This is about leading yourself. And leading yourself comes from clarity and conviction to drive your own momentum. You've got to get clear with that internal state that's going on all the time for you. Every single one of us does. And this is not a one and done. This is something we need to be conscious of. We need to be aware of, and need to begin and be willing to look at it again and again. So awareness is your first level of growth. Being aware of what is happening within you, being aware that, okay, this is where my mind's at now. This is where my brain is at. This is what my mind has believed. This isn't working. I need to start acknowledging what is and isn't working and be willing to change it. You can't change what you don't see. So if you're not willing to see, be really aware of what's going on for you, being in behind you and watching your own patterns repeat, you will not begin to change it. And this is critical for your business growth. All right. I've got a lot more to share and we're up for our next break. So you're listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. I'm Christy McIver. We're on the Inspired Choices Network. And today we're talking about the inner game of business growth. We'll be right back.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to Christine at ChristineMcIver.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. Did you know that Inspired Choices Network has its own app? We have our own app. You can go to the app. You can learn all about our shows, all our different shows that are here. You can click on any of these shows, and it's going to take you right over to all of their episodes, both the audio and the video. You can be listening to all of these shows on the go at your pleasure, right? They're all on demand. Give that a listen. You can get that on iPhones or on Android. And you can also, and I would love it, you could also go over to iTunes. You could go to lots of the different podcast platforms and give this show a 5-star review. It makes a world of difference to support the show and to bring it out to the world for the people that are looking to actually grow their business. I would be eternally grateful, and you would be making a non-cost contribution to the business that I am growing and the desire that I have in my heart to support other business owners. So I would love it if you would do that. Okay, so let's get back into our show. Before we went to our break, we were talking about how awareness is the first level of growth. What's so important for you to remember is that your brain is constantly repeating. And most people are often operating on autopilot. You operate on autopilot. I operate on autopilot. It's the way that our brain has been created. It's there to protect us, as somebody taught me earlier today. And it's also there to help you to function so that you don't have to be thinking about all the things to keep your body going and keep it alive. But it also impacts your thoughts. So when you step into and are willing to be aware of everything that's going on in your mind, in your thoughts, in your words, when you are being really proactive in what you are thinking, feeling, and choosing, this awareness will begin to interrupt those cycles of autopilot. It will begin to move you into being more strategic with the way that you want to be in the world, the way that you want to be showing up, and what it is that you want to be creating. Strategy without awareness just reinforces the problem. So when you have a strategy to grow your business, but you're in pattern, it's just going to solidify that negative pattern, and it's not going to actually move you into a space of real true growth. It's so, so important for you to understand that. Awareness is your partner to shift the patterns, the programming that you have agreed and aligned with at some point in your life. And you don't need to be aware of what that programming is. You need to be aware in this moment, right now, what am I thinking? What am I believing? Right? What am I choosing to agree and align with? You get to have a choice in every moment. You could say something and you can go, okay, wow, I don't really want to be that person that believes that. I don't really want to be the person that speaks this way. Okay, cool. What's going on that's having me do this? And then you start to step into more of your choice arena. You have a choice arena, my friends, but you've got to be in awareness in order to be able to step into the true choice arena of your life and, of course, of your business. You want to be identifying the business ceiling. Your identity sets that business ceiling. The way that you choose to identify with your thoughts, with your words, with your actions, that creates that business ceiling. So if you don't outgrow your own self-perception, you're not going to move past that business ceiling. If right now you feel like you've hit a business ceiling, it's because you've agreed and aligned with it on some conscious or unconscious level, and you've not been willing to step into or really know that, hey, I got to get into more self-awareness around what is actually going on within me. And I get it. I get it. Oh my God, you can't say anything to me that I haven't said, but I've been doing this for so long, but I've worked so hard, but I deserve it. Why the hell do they get it and I don't get it? I get that. But you have a choice right now. Are you going to stay in that victim energy, whether it's teeny tiny victim energy or it's really big victim energy, or are you going to say, enough, I'm going to have what I desire and I'm going to do whatever it takes to get there. And I'm telling you, the whatever it takes can be painful. It can be like going down a country road with potholes with no seatbelt. That can be really, really rough. And FYI, I used to do that, driving a pickup truck that was way too big for me to be driving, four on the floor, if you know what that is, you know, and I was bouncing all over the place. That was rough. You're going to be in that rough state sometimes, but that rough state will not last if you are persistent with being self-aware and you're persistent with looking at what is not working. Where do you want to go? What do you want to choose? It's time to lean in. Your leadership identity creates your aligned action. So when you identify, do you actually call yourself a leader? Or do you resist that because you're judging you couldn't be, or you don't want to be? I don't want to be a leader. Oh, what does that mean? What's really coming up when you're saying these things? Look at that. That's one place to start digging into. But your leadership identity creates your aligned action. So when I say I am the CEO, when I say I'm the CEO, I step into a different energy. It's so interesting because, you know, yeah, I've used that word before I created the book. But when I started to look at the book and started to look at the title of the book, that title jumped out at me so big and so loud, and it was scary. I'm like, oh my gosh. But it honestly, it invited me into growing myself. And now that I do identify as the CEO, my world has been opening up more and more. So what is it that you've been resisting? What title, what identity have you been resisting? Look at that. Imagine, just play it for yourself. Start saying it to yourself. I'm the CEO of my business. I am a CEO. I'm a leader. I am a leader. You don't have to lead anybody else. Let's get out of that ridiculous mindset that you need to lead anybody else. That's not what leadership is about. Leadership is about leading you out of that negative mindset, leading you out of victim, leading you out of not having enough money. It's about being willing to step up and lead yourself through the rocky road of business and of life, and becoming a leader in the world that people will identify with. You don't have to have anybody on your team. You don't have to have any employees. You don't have to be making millions of money. And you can still be a leader. Being a leader is choosing to step through sometimes the gates of hell, it feels like, in order to really drive change in your own world. So you want to identify what drives your behavior with more intention. Really, really drive with more intention. We have a question. Do you have to be a leader to be in business? Well, I'm going to say yes. And I think that you have to be a leader to be a happy person in your life. Being a leader doesn't mean you're standing in front of a group of employees of 1,000 and you're telling them what to do. That's not a leader. That's a boss. That's a different thing. Telling somebody else what to do is a boss. Being a leader means stepping into the uncomfortable spaces and choosing beyond the uncomfortableness, is being willing to step forward with full awareness, taking responsibility for the choices or lack thereof that we have made in the past and choosing again. That's what's being a leader. Being a leader is really looking and being willing to dig deep into your internal dialogue, into your internal actions, into that programming of yourself and choosing again. And the bonus is as your business grows, there may be people that may start to acknowledge what you're doing and say, you know what? I can understand what you're saying. I get it, right? That's how we begin to lead others. But we don't lead others by our ego. We lead others by our actions for ourselves first and foremost. So resistance is not the problem. And I know I've talked about resistance before, but what really is the problem is avoidance. That's what's going on. You are avoiding so much. Many of us have avoided so much in our businesses. We avoid looking at our actions. We avoid looking at our triggers. If you're someone who gets angry about what's going on, if you've got a lot of judgment going on of other people, look at that. What is that? What is it that is triggering within me? Is there something I'm avoiding, right? Because when we're looking at other people, we're only triggered by what they're doing because there's something within us that we are doing that we are identifying with. And that's a hard pill to swallow, but it's absolutely the truth. You know, resistance is natural, but avoidance is the thing that keeps us stuck. We resist hurting ourselves, but we don't avoid thoughts and beliefs. We just continue in that same stuck pattern. When we're avoiding looking at what we're resisting, when we're avoiding looking at what has brought us to this point, that's what stops the business growth. And delayed decisions stall our growth, as I've already said, right? Delaying your decisions. I'll do that next week. I'll do that next month. I'll do that next year. I speak to people that light up about some of the things that I offer in my business, and then I watch them. They get super excited and they're looking at all the possibilities. And then I can see the second that they go into their internal dialogue of doubt and they go, well, maybe next month. Well, maybe in 6 months. Well, maybe next year, right? And it's like, okay, cool. That's their journey. I'm not here to convince someone, but I can see when it's happening. And if we even say yes to things, not just me, but anything in our lives, when we're saying yes and we're no longer delaying those decisions and we step forward, the universe will support you. Your business will support you. You're not going to fail unless you start avoiding and you choose to delay all of these things. This is when, imagine we're talking about breath. Well, I'll breathe later. Everything will shut down. Your business is the same. It takes the breath of your choices. It takes the energy of your choices to lead, to be able to grow and expand. It's so important. And avoidance can compound over time because that mindset, right? That mindset is like, no, I don't want to do that. Oh, that's scary, right? And the brain that has this programming of keeping you safe, and it's looking at all the past times that you avoided, it just gets stronger and stronger and stronger. It compounds. And before you know it, you feel like you are in quicksand. Movement through discomfort is what creates the progress in your business, but you've got to be willing to lean into it. Are you willing? Are you willing to lean in to receive what it is that you desire in your life? You will be supported. You will come out of it on the other side. But you are the person that has to make that choice. And you've got to make that choice for you, not for anybody else, not your family, not your children, not your bank account. It's got to be about you. This is a very selfish act. And when I say selfish, it's about the self. It really begins with you because everything is internal within you before it's going to actually flourish and blossom into something for others and into your business. All right, we are up to our next break of the show. Please stick around, my friends. We're going to wrap everything up when you come back. And I would love for you to reach out, Christine at ChristineMcIver.com. Tell me how this show is supporting you. Tell me if you have any questions. And if you would like to connect, I give everyone 30 minutes to see if there is a connection here that would support you to grow you and your business. You're listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. I'm your host, Christine McIver. We're on the Inspired Choices Network. We'll be right back.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to christine@christinemciver.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you so much for choosing to listen to today's show. Thank you so much for choosing to lean in and look at what's truly not working in your business and being open to a new possibility of change. I want you to remember this. If you've made it this far, I want to reinforce this. Your business grows to the depth you're willing to go within. It's so important. It is always about us. It's always about what's going on within us and about us continuously holding ourselves accountable to our thoughts, to our words, and to our actions. It's so, so important. And please, please, please remember that everything that you are choosing, there's nothing wrong with anything you've chosen in the past. It's got you to this point, but know that there's so much more available to you. And if you're looking to grow your business, even if your business is doing 10 times better than it was a year ago, it can continue to grow even more. And if you've been listening to this show, you know that too. All right. I want you to really look at the emotional patterns because they drive your business results. Your actions that shape the results that you are choosing. Your actions in examining your awareness, your actions in examining your choices, they all shape the results that you are going to have. So if you are under stress, stress patterns actually impact your leadership from within. When you're under stress, you want to just run and hide, right? Go jump into bed and pull up the covers and cover up your head, right? Stress really does impact your leadership from within. And it's critical that you acknowledge, hey, I'm under stress right now. What do I need to choose? What can I choose to start to shift some of this stress? Do I need to take a break? Half an hour break? Do I need to build quiet into my morning? That's one thing that I have done over the last year. It's like, you know what? I like a slow morning. I like a quiet morning. I like to ease into my morning. Some mornings, just sitting outside and watching the sunrise, it allows me and my body to wake up gently and beautifully and to walk into my day. When my days used to be run, 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 that does not work for me. And I get to choose something different. And that allows me to step in with a more open energy. What is it that is going to start to reduce the stress in your life that, if you would be willing to acknowledge and choose it, would really start to change things for you and your body and your business? So many of us out here are people pleasing, overworking, and shutting down what shows up in business for us. We're not willing to actually operate from, this is about me and this is about my business. When you are operating from really choice that's going to support you, from choice of, I'm not going to be people-pleasing, I'm going to be me-pleasing. That's not from a space of, I'm going against other people. That's from a space of, I'm choosing for me, and I'm doing that so that I can show up more aligned and more peaceful and less stressful and more prosperous. When you are more prosperous, from your self-awareness and then from your bank account, you can contribute in a world that you haven't been able to contribute to, especially if you're struggling financially. And we all want to contribute. We all care about other people. The 99% of people in the world care about supporting other people. But what we're doing is we're looking outside of ourselves, and the first place we need to operate is from within. Alignment is more powerful than effort, and you've got to keep that at the forefront of your mind. If you're frustrated, if you're under stress, if you are worrying, you're not in alignment, and you cannot push yourself through alignment. You've got to slow down. You've got to do that inner work so that you can align and so that every effort that you take contributes. But pushing through something doesn't guarantee growth. And when you're misaligned, you create friction and burnout. And you go into a deeper mindset of, what's wrong with me? There's nothing wrong with you. The best thing that you can be doing for yourself and for your business is examining your decisions and what worked about that, what didn't work. Not from a judgment, from an awareness space. Where was I at when I made that choice, right? If something worked for you and it was quite prosperous, look at that and go, okay, where was I at? What was going on with me during that time? What changed after that? Allow your past experiences and your past choices to inform you. And look at the times in your life and in your business where you were aligned and then where you weren't, and use this as your encyclopedia to move you forward. Don't use it as your pattern, your playbook. Remember, we were talking about a playbook at the beginning? Don't use your past choices, your past experiences of your life as your playbook. I'll use them as information to inform you about what's going on within you. When you are in alignment, that's when you can sustain growth. When you are really sometimes even forcing yourself to do the things that you'd like to, oh, that's not that big a deal. I'm doing good, right? It's like, oh, I don't really need to take that medicine because I'm doing good, right? I don't need to do that alone time. I don't need to do that self-awareness time because I'm doing good. Well, if you don't do the things that nurture your alignment, that nurture your self-awareness, it's going to go off the tracks again. We've got to continue to choose it. And that could be 5 minutes a day. That could be 10 minutes a day. It doesn't need to be hours and hours and hours. Please be willing to go deeper. Be willing to dig in. Be willing to look at what's working and what's not, and spend some time with you. And if it's scary to spend time alone with your thoughts, if you really get lost and want to avoid that, I really want to encourage you to reach out to me. Let's connect. Let's work together so that we can move you forward to have the business that you desire, to have the leadership from within, to change your world, to change your experience of yourself with your business and with your bank account. Imagine what things could be like if you had the support that you know you require, not from somebody who's going to just blow another playbook at you, but from somebody that's going to walk beside you to show you, to hear those little subtleties that are coming through, that are trying to inform you, that you're not seeing because you're lost, you're overwhelmed, you feel guilty, whatever those emotions are. These things can change. Remember, your business is where it is because of the internal dialogue that is going on within you. You have the joy and opportunity to change that, and you also have the responsibility. My friends, I will really wish you so much joy and pleasure and prosperity and success within you and within your business. And until next week, I want you to remember that you can always make another choice in every minute. It's not about perfection. It's about continuing to show up, to choose something greater. Take care of yourselves, my friend. We'll see you next week. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. Christine McIver will be back next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Be sure to join us again for you and your business. Until then, remember to make the choices that align with your true desires. This is your business, and it's time to create the future you truly want.